Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, we have the centurion mentioning that he has soldiers subject to him, and when he says go, they go. And to another he says come, and he comes. And he also has slaves, and when he says do this, he does it. This kind of language and of command and obedience and slavery and soldiers reminds me really of what it means to be totally consecrated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Slavery is the way St. Louis de Montfort liked to refer to it. Soldiers, St. Maximilian forming the militia of the Immaculate. And those who are totally consecrated to Our Lady need to be her obedient soldiers and slaves. When she says go, we need to go. When she says come here, we need to come. And do this, we need to do it. And this takes great faith. And now, there may be those who are consecrated to Our Lady, but who are growing weak in their faith and are not being so docile and obedient. And this is where the servant lying at home comes in. Okay, the servant lying at home is like that soul who is consecrated to Our Lady who grows weak in faith and does not obey. Right? He lies at home paralyzed, incapable of doing any good work. And he suffers dreadfully because all of the crosses that he wants to avoid, he just ends up finding heavier ones. And he's a burden to himself and to others. And so we want to be faithful slaves and obedient soldiers of Our Lady, all right, to accomplish all the good that she wants us to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.